This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, June 27th. Well, a mixed bag of trading in the cattle market Tuesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathey.
Cattle was lower. Larger supplies are still weighing on futures, and that's going to affect the physical prices. The recent high in beef also encouraged a little bit of selling, and that's really pressured the market a little bit lower. Overall, if you look over the last number of months, we're still like kind of in this medium channel. We've been lower a number of months ago, but we're actually not there yet, even though we're a little bit lower today. We just have to watch it very closely. There has been a little bit of pressure on the market. But good news to look at in the beef prices is that the feeder cattle was up today. So we have it as mixed, really, because we traded on the upside and the downside. But there is that bearish on-feed report really pressured the market a lot. But demand is expected to improve.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 7.25 at 471. July corn was up 2 at 352. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 6 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were down 11.75, ranging from 583 to 608. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were down 12, ranging from 662.5 to 682.5. Live cattle for June were down a nickel at 105.90. August feeder cattle were up 32.5 cents to 145.90. And June, Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1522.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.